NOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. Climate change is impacting subsistence bowhead whaling. That's according to George Nunguk, a resident of Savunga and chairman for the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission. He says changes have been noticed over the past 20 years.
We noticed that the ice is forming later and later. And in 1990, we began seeing bowheads right pop up in front of our village.
Nunguk says, consequently, there is a considerable harvest for the community of Savunga at the end of November.
Normally, 40% of our harvested bowhead whales occur during the week of Thanksgiving. And the latest that we harvested a bowhead was in January 2nd. So in between November and December, and one whale caught in January.
He shares that ice forming later can be beneficial for whalers.
This climate warming is not all that bad. You know, we're trying to take this opportunity, new opportunity arising, so we don't have to travel very far to harvest a bowhead.
A bowhead whale was caught Tuesday in Savunga. Nunguk says the 2012 subsistence bowhead season will be ending on December 31st. Scientists say they have resolved one of the biggest arguments in the climate change debate. In a report published in Science magazine on Thursday, they present a new comprehensive analysis of how much the giant ice sheets of Greenland and Antarctica have been melting, and how much that adds to the rise of the world's oceans. APRN's Steve Heimel reports 11 centimeters. That's the estimate for how much the oceans have gone up since 1992, because the Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets are melting. Andrew Shepherd of the University of Leeds led a scientific team that reconciled all the remote sensing and estimates and answered the big question of whether snowfall is increasing fast enough to replace decay of the ice sheets at the edges. That's called the mass balance uncertainty. There is less uncertainty now, announced Shepherd at a press briefing on Thursday.
Crucially, this improved certainty allows us to state definitively that both Antarctica and Greenland have been losing ice.
The Antarctic ice sheet is growing on the east side and melting away on the west side. Some years that balances, some years there is more melt than increase. For Greenland, the answer is more definitive, says Dr. Eric Ivins of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. There should be no more dispute about whether Greenland has been losing ice for the past 20 years.
I would say that we have reduced that uncertainty that existed in the 1990s for Greenland quite a bit. So those controversies have apparently collapsed quite a bit.
And the ice loss from Greenland has been increasing.
If we compare data from the 1990s to those over the last decade, it would appear as though Greenland is losing mass at about five times the rate today as it was in the early 1990s.
Ivins went on to say that this has huge implications for storm surges, such as New York City experienced with Hurricane Sandy. Even 11 more millimeters of ocean, about half an inch, adds up to a large mass that can power waves to travel far inland. The scientists refused to speculate about future ice sheet melt, saying that's for the computer modelers to do. All they have done is improve the raw data the modelers work with. But Michel Vandenbroucke of Utrecht University was willing to say that glacial melt has already increased to the point that it is effectively doubling the expansion of the waters due to high temperatures.
I think it's fair to say that the big ice sheets have caught up in the recent decades and are now among the most important contributions to sea level rise.
The scientists also stressed the need for better satellite coverage to assist in their research. The Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission's former director told an Anchorage judge she's saddened and embarrassed before she was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison on theft and other charges Wednesday. Prosecutors say Maggie Amawuk stole more than $420,000 from the commission. She's been ordered to pay back $393,000. Amawuk apologized in court, but also reminded the judge of the work she did, helping her people put food on their tables. An Anchorage Democratic senator has retained his seat in the state Senate. The Division of Elections says a recount of votes Thursday shows incumbent Hollis French as the winner, defeating Republican Bob Bell. Division Director Gail Fanumiai certified the election last week, with French holding a 51-vote lead. Bell on Monday asked for the recount. The recount widened the gap to 59 votes. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $10.90 an ounce to $1,715.90. Silver is down 79 cents an ounce to $33.58, with zinc at 92 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected to arrive at 9:06 and is expected to depart at 10:02. It's unofficially 10 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.